Online Podcast, March 30th, 2005.
Podcast. I started off doing a sound sing tour, kind of going to work, you know, the one that I just posted. And it's becoming so easy to do this that I don't have to sit down at the desk and prepare all my stuff on the computer. I do like that, doing a real podcast sitting down. In Studio A, aka basement, craft room. But I like having the portability and the simplicity of just recording it to my new iRiver. Bye, girl. Bye, kitty. Bye, Saya. Good girl. I hope you can hear. I hope the microphone picked up my cat, Tash. She's so sweet. She comes to say bye to daddy. And he's petting her and she's scratching on her scratch pad. Purring. You're so cute. Love you. Bye, Tash. Bye, Tasha girl. Okay, I've got to get going. Bye, girly. Bye, Tash. Ooh, it's windy outside. Very comfortable. Oh my gosh, it's like 65 or something. Ooh. The wind is blowing straight ahead at me, so the microphone might get a lot of wind noise picked up. Oh, I'm in the car now, so much better. I don't really need a coat, but I put on a coat because that's easy on my microphone that I clip on my shirt. Okay, checking on my battery because yesterday the battery was all the way down to one level, you know, one, what do you call that thing, one bar. And moving up my microphone because my seat belt's gonna be in the way. Oh shoot. Let's see. Let's close the garage door. Okay, I'm going now. Well, today is March 30th, 2005. The special thing about today is that tomorrow is my birthday. For some reason, I'm excited about it. Usually, I'm not very excited about my own birthday, but I'm kind of excited about it, even though I have nothing planned. In fact, I work from 9 till 10 tomorrow, two jobs. And so it's not going to be a lot of celebration and all that, but it's still kind of exciting for me. And I have requested, Bruce and I have requested off just a couple of days ago from our second job on Saturday, and so that we can go to Wichita. I think Melissa and Grandma's gonna, you know, have a little celebration with me. So that's really nice. And so we're going to Wichita next, not next weekend, but this coming weekend. And so that'll be nice. And then I kind of want to usually I don't even want to do anything. I don't know, I've been thinking about maybe have a few friends over just for cake or something. But I simply don't have time to do that because I'm scheduled to work on Thursday, which is tomorrow, on my birthday night. And tonight I'm working also. So, and the only night I have time is Friday. And Friday, Bruce is working. And so I don't want to do anything when Bruce is not here. Plus, I also want to work on the bathroom. We have this shower pan that is leaking, and this is not the first time, and I'm pulling out the grout, some of the grout that's close to the shower pan, and regrouting them. And so that's what I'll be doing on Friday, because then we'll have time for it to dry. This guy's sneaking up on me really closely. Hope he's turning. And then now I am heading to work, and I thought I'll do a quick thing about telling you a little bit about the iRiver that I bought. I bought this iRiver because I started doing the sound seeing tour on Monday, I guess, and today's Wednesday, on Monday, and it came out really, it turned out pretty okay, but there were dropouts everywhere. Plus, since I recorded it on my mini disc, I have, when I transfer that, let's say I recorded the full 35 or 40 minutes of SoundSync tour, and I would have to capture the sound onto my computer real time, which means it's a pain because I have to wait for all the file to get transferred over to my system before I can edit them down and put it on the web. And so, of course, before then, I have been researching whether or not I should get a portable recording device like a flash-based recorder that I've heard so much about in the world of podcasting. That's the iRiver, I think IFP 799, and that's the one that Adam Curry uses, that's the one that Madge Weinstein uses. And I looked it up, and both of them, of course, have a lavalier mic, a lapel mic, that has its own battery pack. So what they have to do is just to, you know, have a line out from the battery pack into the iRiver 799. But of course it doesn't work for me because I don't have a lavalier microphone exactly. I do have a microphone small enough. Ooh. I have a microphone small enough that can be, and I purchased this mic clip, and I'll tell you about it later. So, not technically a lapel mic, like Adam and Madge are using. So, I just got, then I've been researching, and I know that 799 does not support mic in. I have microphones that needed power from the recorder itself, and none of the iRiver models that I'm more familiar with has that feature. So I was researching, and on that same day when I was researching, I actually heard, well, I spent about a day researching, I couldn't find it. And then I heard that one of the listeners on Adam Curry's Daily Download suggested that, hey, there is this model called iRiver 899, it costs exactly the same as the 799, it is sold at Best Buy. And so I started researching and more about it, and yeah, the only place I think you can purchase it right now in the United States that I'm aware of is Best Buy. But of course, it's very popular in the UK. I see every time I type in iRiver 899, all the UK websites came up with the results. But I, you know, they're all UK websites and some Asian ones. So I guess it's not very popular in the United States yet, or whatever. Since it will do probably $7.99, would do the same job, but the only difference is $8.99 would do line in as well as an external microphone. So right now what I'm doing is I have an external stereo microphone that I purchased when I purchased my Minidisc player a long time ago. I said 4 years last time, it could have been 4 or 5 years. And so I started using that and it worked just fine. So this is my new setup now. And now that the player is smaller and it's flash-based drive and doesn't make any noise, unlike my Minidisc has a disc in there, so there's constantly spinning sounds all the time. You probably heard it. I tried to situate my recorder way far away from my microphone so that it doesn't pick up the noise of the spinning disc. But a situation like on the very last part of my podcast, my first sound sync tour, I forgot to turn it off, right? And so I put my microphone, kind of coiled up the cord and then put my microphone right next to the player, and it just picked up all this huge loud spinning noise, which I hate. So this one, I can even plug the microphone. The microphone is like a T-shaped device, and it has a left to right, it's a stereo microphone, and then the plug would go down, so it's like a little T-shape. And for what I'm doing usually, I have an extension cord that just plugs the microphone in, and then the cord goes into my pocket where my iRiver is located. So that's how I do my recording. However, it is so quiet that really I can just plug my microphone straight into the iRiver, and it still doesn't have any noise. In fact, it's actually better, because I realized that my cable has, my cable is not shielded, because it's really an extension for, it's not meant for an extension for a microphone, it's actually an extension for a headphone. So I can pick up all this interference when I'm in, let's say, around a device that has a lot of whatever you call it, like electricity or something. Like my laptop, for instance, if the cable just hover over on top of the laptop, I'll pick up this buzz. And the other night I was doing the same thing. I didn't realize what it was. I was doing a couple of tests. Then I realized it's the light on top of our dining table that has a dimmer, and that just create a loud buzz. So I'm gonna have to look for an extension cable that is at least better shielded than this one that I'm using. I like this one because it's thin and it's kind of supple, and it really is flowing really well from my lapel all the way down to my pocket. But of course, the reason why I'm wearing a coat today is because the microphone has a place to clip onto my coat. My coat is a little bit more, it's a little firmer than my t-shirt. Yesterday I was wearing a long sleeve t-shirt because the weather is getting really nice here. And I was wearing a long sleeve t-shirt and I just pinch my t-shirt and then clamp on it and it just doesn't work out really well. So I'm wearing a coat today just for that purpose. And you know, fiddling with my coat, so that's what you're hearing. And let's see what else. I know this is probably boring a big half of maybe 90% of you because it's all technical talk. But for you who are interested, because I know that there are a few listeners who might be starting their own podcast that I'm aware of. One, for instance, what's his name? Oh, I'm so sorry, I blanked out totally. Is it Chris? I think it's Chris, Christopher. I think it's Chris. He, you know, the listener who actually, my first ever listener who called my comment line, 206-888-JOHN. So if you are not aware of that, he was the first listener to call in and left me a comment voicemail. So I played his voicemail. I think his name is Chris. And we've been exchanging emails. And, he's been to Malaysia and he made mee goreng and everything. And we were, you know, we were talking one day and he said that he might be starting his own podcast. So this might be interesting for him. I'm not sure. Okay, the best thing about a podcast is if this is boring, you just skip ahead. I should have said that like ahead of time. But, you know, if this is boring, you know, all the technical stuff, you just skip ahead. And by the way, talking about listeners, I have one more listener, ladies and gentlemen. I have one more listener that emailed me yesterday. And I don't want to give too much of a detail out. I think his name is Eric. And he's not a friend of mine. That, you know, I know him before, you know, having my own podcast. This is somebody who actually found my show through Madge Weinstein's show, because I called in one day, if you remember from my previous show, I called in, Skype into Madge, and we spoke for a little while on the phone. And so Eric happens to be listening to Madge Weinstein's show, and you know, heard my show and checked it out and started listening. And thank you for listening. And I hope you're listening to this too, Eric. Thank you for your email especially. And I would really love to hear from listeners everywhere. Just let me know. Just send me an email if you can. Or call my comment line. Just tell me where you're listening to the show and how you're listening to the show. Are you using a podcasting client or are you just merely downloading it on your desktop and listen to it on the desktop or even on the browser like my mom does? And so my mom listened to the show and this is probably very boring for her, especially I don't even speak any Hokkien. And one of the points that Eric brought up was that it would be nice if I would just kind of give a short summary recap of what the conversation is about after I have a conversation in Hokkien and you know, or Mandarin or whatever. I should just say, you know, give a short summary in English so that people who only understands English would also know what's going on. I think that's a good idea. I thought about that, but I was just too lazy to do that. So, thank you, Eric. And, you know, suggestions are welcome as my listenership is getting bigger. I would really like to make the show better. First of all, the show started because I wanted to keep in touch with my friends and family because Kelvin and Joe, my very good friend, two of my very good friends, they just got married. I went back to Malaysia last year for their wedding, and they are, I don't know whether they are still listening or not, they are probably one of the few friends who start listening to the show, and they were very into it. And if you're listening to this, Kelvin and Joe, send an email to me. Haven't heard from you guys for a while. But the best thing is I can keep in touch with my friends using this method, and I'll just, you know, yak away without having to sit on the computer and type it in my blog. I mean, I do like to do that sometimes. There are topics, there are issues that would be better and more comfortable for me when I just sit down and write it. But this is, of course, a lot easier, especially now that I've got my iRivka 899. So I'm here in my office, and I think I should stop this now, or at least pause it while I get into the office. I just don't want to appear weird talking to myself on the way in. So I'm going to check on my recording, and I hope this is recording. I hope the battery's not out yet. Oh, battery's low. So it's about a little over 20 minutes, and it might just be it. If you can check out my show notes and everything on my website, which is online.johnong.com. Or you can just simply go to johnong.com and then just click on the online link, which is on the bottom right of that little square that you'll see. So go to my website and, you know, leave comments or send me an email. There's my email address is on there. It is simply online, ongline@gmail.com. And send me a note or call my comment line at 206-888-JOHN. I should start shut off my engine so it's not noisy. So thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading the show. And thanks for all the feedback. And also, I want to say thank you to John also, another John, a friend of mine, who's starting to listen to the show. And I don't know whether he'll be listening to this message after his vacation or not. If you do, welcome back. And if you listen to this message prior to your vacation, have a great time. And I guess that's it. And thank you again, everybody. And I want to say, this morning I also got a message from my cousin Pauline in Hong Kong. She said that she sent me that note when she was listening to the show. Thank you very much. And I do have quite a few listeners now that I'm thinking about it. I'm happy. Of course, my expectation was really low. I was just expecting all my friends and family. And now that I have, new friends and not new family, but new friends listening to the show, I'm really happy about it. So thank you very much, and keep listening, keep downloading the show, and keep subscribing to the RSS feed. And thanks a lot. Take care until next time. I'll probably try to have another podcast on my birthday. Today's March 30th. Tomorrow's my birthday, March 31st. I'm turning. I'll tell you tomorrow how old I'm turning. Bye-bye.